For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. I am here every other Sunday. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, fills in between. Man, we've been doing this show for a while. We love bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. I love doing the show, guys, and the reason why I love doing the show is because every single time I do the show, I learn something. And so it's been a phenomenal way for me as a practicing doctor to be kept up on the trends, to be kept up on new research, because every single week we have a special guest. And usually every special guest that we have is somebody that's leading some aspect of the cutting edge of alternative or holistic or integrative or naturopathic or whatever the heck you want to call it. Basically, more wide thought-focused medicine. And I learn a lot, so I really hope that you guys learn a lot. And some of the themes do repeat. And we do hit on a lot of the same things over and over. But every single time I do it, I learn something new from each person. So I'm hoping that today we take you through another great hour of radio to help you learn more about your body and the tools that you can use to support your overall health and wellness. Today is a topic that we have discussed before, just like most topics. We've been doing the show for 8 years, so it's almost impossible to pick a topic that we've never covered, right? But that doesn't mean we can't learn something new. And today we're talking about inflammation, which is obviously a huge issue. Everybody understands the word inflammation. If you, you know, type in on the internet inflammation and disease, you get all of these incredible and amazing research articles, and there's a million hits basically related to this connection of understanding how most of the chronic diseases that Americans face are somehow tied to this process of inflammation. And we're all puzzled with, wow, how did we get in this state? How do we fix this state if this is the root of most illness that we deal with? And now we're talking chronic illness. So we're talking the top three killers of Americans: heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes. You know, that's like somewhere in the top four. It flip-flops. I'm not quite sure what the most current one is, but it's, they're all up there. These are all laced or linked to aspects of inflammation in the body. And if you look around at the trends in people and what they're buying, some of the most sought after health related products, the top selling ones, are all inflammation modulating therapies, and they're popular because they talk about how they reduce inflammation. So fish oil, number, you know, it's got to be in the top three selling natural supplements in America. Turmeric, top three. These are things that are, and they're there because people understand that, wow, I've heard inflammation is really bad. There's all this research on inflammation and its tie to cancer, on inflammation and its tie to heart disease, on inflammation and its tie to diabetes. And I want to do things to reduce my inflammation, so I'm going to take this supplement. And that is a piece of the puzzle. But supplements and natural products, folks, they're not drugs. And this is a good thing and a bad thing. Pharmaceutical medications are engineered to be very specific and usually are engineered to poison a specific pathway in the body. And they do it very effectively. And as a result, they create a dramatic change. If you have really high cholesterol levels and you take a cholesterol medication, that cholesterol medication has been bioengineered to poison the pathway in the liver that produces cholesterol. So you make less cholesterol and your cholesterol numbers go way down. Problem is that by poisoning that pathway, you end up with side effects. So you have all the side effects associated with cholesterol lowering medications, like increased liver enzymes, increased risk of blood sugar, diabetes related problems, ties to other types of health conditions. Then there are other examples of drugs, for example, like blood pressure medications or antidepressants. They're engineered to target and usually poison a specific pathway. So they do it very effectively. But they tend to create, because of that, a high profile of side effects, because you're poisoning a natural pathway in the body that's needed for other things. No pathway is specific usually for just one specific thing. So it affects the body wide. So you manage a symptom, but you create other problems, right? With natural supplements and natural products, they're much weaker in ways, which is great because they don't typically create any side effects. They more support the optimal pathways. Rather than poisoning a pathway, they support the pathways in the body to work better. But usually, in majority of cases when you're dealing with a chronic illness, just taking a supplement by itself is not usually enough to create a dramatic change in that person's outcome. And trust me, after 13 years and how many thousands of patients that I've worked with, I see this over and over and over again. There are some conditions where, yes, you get lucky and you can give one specific nutrient, like seasonal allergies. There's a few nutrients you can give, and if people take it at the right dose, their allergies get way better. Or there's some acid reflux remedies that are very simple and simple cases to do, and people get great results without doing much else. Acute injuries, other things we've talked about on the show. But typically, if your philosophy of medicine and healing is I am not going to poison a pathway in the body because I want to do the least amount of harm and I don't want to suppress or create side effects in other ways. If your philosophy is instead, I want to support the optimal functioning of the pathways in our body that are perfectly geared at creating optimal health, I'm going to use herbs or supplements to support it, but I also need to do lifestyle. And I also need to think about what I eat. And I also need to think about how I manage stress. And I also need to think about how much I sleep. And I also need to think about the air I breathe and the water I drink and the other things that I'm exposed to in my life. And I need to take all of that into entirety in order to support my body's health to achieve the health outcome that I'm looking for, rather than rely on a bioengineered toxin to shut down a pathway to suppress the unpleasant symptom. You can be guaranteed that there's going to be side effects associated with it. Now, pharmaceutical therapy is needed in certain cases, but for the majority of people that are taking drugs and the top drugs that are prescribed, there are other ways geared from nutrition, lifestyle, herbs, supplements, nutrients, stress management, exercise, the whole totality that you can move people to this better balance of health without creating side effects and with bolstering all of the pathways of the body, which not just leads to the resolution of that health problem, but also leads to potential resolution of health problems people didn't even know about. So if you're taking something or engaging in lifestyle that's reducing inflammation for arthritis, and your arthritis gets better, well, guess what? You've now reduced inflammation, so you're potentially at lower risk for develop something like heart disease or cancer or diabetes because you're supporting the balanced state in the body. So today we're going to be talking about genomics, and we're going to be talking about how not just your genetics, but the expression of your genetics has to do specifically with this conversation of inflammation and ways that we can structure our lifestyle and learn about things that we do, how they affect our genetics. And it's that same story we're going to tell. There's going to be lifestyle components and there's going to be things from the natural pharmacy that also support a beneficial outcome. Our special guest is somebody that we've had on before, and he's absolutely phenomenal. I have a huge amount of respect for him. Dr. Decker Weiss is the first naturopathic physician to complete an internship, residency, and fellowship in cardiology. Dr. Weiss trained at the Columbia Hospital System in Phoenix, the Arizona Heart Hospital, and the prestigious Arizona Heart Institute. Dr. Weiss's cardiology fellowship is with the American Society of Angiology and the International Society of Angiology. In his 14 years of practice as a naturopathic cardiologist, Dr. Weiss has helped over 25,000 patients avoid bypass and angioplasty procedures, reduce or eliminate cardiovascular medication, and avoid heart transplant surgery. Dr. Weiss was consulting staff at Arizona Heart Hospital for over 10 years while creating the Scottsdale Heart Institute. In 2012, Dr. Weiss was named one of the 1,500 leading physicians in the world by the International Association of Cardiologists and the International Association of Healthcare Professionals. Dr. Weiss heads the Center for Health and Medicine for Artis International, a think tank research group dedicated to the study and resolution of intractable conflict. Recently, he brought natural models of medicine to conflict zones in Haiti, the West Bank, Israel, and soon to be Gaza. And last time after we spoke, Dr. Weiss, you had literally just flown back the night before coming from Iraq, right?
Yes, you were very patient with a jet-lagged me, sir.
Yes. Well, so, Dr. Weiss, that was my introduction, framework, you know, whatever. So, you know, let's hear your thoughts.
Well, the first thing I like to say is genetics, genomics. Why are we talking about this to the public? It's because doctors and PhDs have argued over this for a long time. PhDs have said, okay, DNA is this stuff that is set in stone. The DNA says you have brown hair, you have brown hair. The DNA says you have blue eyes. And doctors are looking at them going, but why do I turn gray? Well, you know, the DNA wears down. There was never any reason. Well, the reason that you turn gray is the DNA that says you have brown hair shuts off, and the DNA that says you have gray hair turns on. And we call that genomics, or the behavior of DNA. And in rather than DNA being this static library, it is what the naturopaths and holistic practitioners thought it was, a dynamic, adaptable living system that is constantly trying to adapt to this environment. Cancer, for example, when the body's environment is toxic, the cells literally change their DNA to adapt. And this isn't just me saying this. MD Anderson just put $1 billion into something they're calling brain and body ecology, which is exactly that. Why is this DNA changing? It's changing because of toxicity, wrong bacteria, all of those fundamentals that we've been talking about for a long time, it adapts to. That's why in cancer, you may have heard of the term cell lines. This is just a fancy word for saying the DNA changed. They develop a drug, spend billions of dollars to kill this specific DNA change, and then they give it for 6 months, and then the DNA changes again. Mm-hmm. So that didn't work. We spent billions of dollars, and the naturopaths are going, hello, flag here. It is the environment of the body. Do they have an inflammatory environment of the body? And Dr. Becerra, I think it's very important what you said. Where this is going to come down to is those details, your water, your stress levels, your choice on inflammatory, you know, strategies and things like that, because bad water is going to light up inflammatory parts of your DNA, and they're going to over-respond, and they're going to misbehave, and good water will help calm those things down, to the point where when people have, you know, their DNA in these excitable states and things, they pass it to their children. And we've learned that from research that I have done in the Middle East, where we have looked at parents of and children who've been in these war zones, these excitable, these more violent DNA SNPs wake up and they are passed to the children, as well as in the Holocaust, where we learned that the children were having a lot of the same symptoms as the parents that actually went through the Holocaust. And sure enough, those DNA SNPs were highly excitable. And so when we are not getting our health in line, it's much more dramatic, not just for us, but for our children. We're literally passing on these inflamed states, which is what it is. We could say violent, we could say whatever. It's inflammation. You know, we're passing these to our kids. Our kids are going to have a harder time handling inflammation than we are. And we're seeing it in cardiology. We have kids around 30, 35 years old that are having bypass surgery. It's absolutely crazy. The type 2 diabetes, the ages are getting younger and younger and younger. Zoloft was approved for children under 10 years old. Depression is an inflammatory disease. Insomnia, inflammatory disease, absolutely related to the function of our DNA, and we can manage it. The other thing I'd like to say is that when people have, there's some people, they know they're slow healing, they have sluggish weight, they just maybe didn't get the best end of the gene pool. Okay, we know that. You know, you look at some of these supermodels out there. I have a patient. She was in one of the Bond movies in the 70s. She's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. She's in as great a shape now. I mean, she hit the jackpot with DNA. Okay, we all know that. But we can improve our status and work through our DNA in ways that we never thought before. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, the rougher that DNA is, the better choices we have to have. But there's people out there that have great bodies and good lives and long lives and healthy lives, despite having, you know, weaker DNA, because they know exactly where to supplement, they know how to exercise, they know how to eat, and that body ecology they keep perfect and actually improve the behavior of their DNA in their lifetime. It's phenomenal what we're able to do, but we have to make better choices, especially how we handle inflammation. Sorry, it went a little longer than I thought.
No, was it?
You got me excited with your opener there. I was just on a roll there.
No, it was great. It was great, Dr. White. I mean, it does really explain it. And I think it's something that people don't, you know, understand. You do have your genes, and they do set a certain amount of things and outcomes in your body. But we know from looking at identical twin studies that have the exact same DNA and genetics, they can have very, very different expressions of health based on the environment in which they're raised. And that's been very well established in twin studies over many, many years that they've been looking at it. And that's where we have this thing of genomics. And, you know, I had a guest on the radio show a while back who explained it like from a computer standpoint. You could have two computers that are built exactly the same way. They have the same hard drive. They have the same processor. They have all of the same, you know, CD-ROM, whatever it is that, you know, a computer has. They're built exactly the same way from a hardware standpoint, meaning that it would be like the two identical twins that are genetically identical. Yet if you run completely different software programs on those two computers, they're going to perform completely differently. And that's where sort of the environment comes into play. What you eat, what you drink, your stress levels, all of these different factors start shaping the way in which that hardwired system expresses itself. And what we're learning
is... And I think that's refreshing. I just want to add that I think some doctors get intimidated by that.
Yeah.
They get overloaded. They're like that. I always want free will to be empowered by my patients. Yeah. I don't want my patients ever thinking, okay, my DNA just stinks, so I'm just going to get heart disease or whatever. I've heard this over and over and over, but yet my patients aren't developing these things. So I just wanted to add in that listeners, if you're like, oh my God, my DNA and all this stuff, understand that nothing's going to change. You know, all we're going to do is get more specific with our treatments. We're going to still have to go natural. When you were talking about interrupting with toxins, you know, these pathways with using things like statins and different medications, guess what we're finding? It doesn't make your DNA happy.
Right.
Antibiotics does not make your DNA happy.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's go to the next segment. Let's talk about the different influences of different things that we do and how it does express the expression of our genes. Because we got to take a break, and I thought that was a great intro. So we're going to pick this up right when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We'll be right back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Hopefully you enjoyed our intro, our last segment. We're talking about genomics, which is sort of not your genetics. Genetics is like the set pattern of what you inherit, basically, but genomics is kind of more about how it's expressed. And what we're learning is that different things can dramatically impact how your genes are expressed. And we're learning about that, not just from the standpoint, you know, obviously it's a very exciting part of cancer research and different types of research treating chronic disease, how to turn these genes on and off. But what we're learning is that different behaviors that we do related to lifestyle, supplements, all those kinds of things can also impact and affect our genetic expression. And we can be very proactive about supporting a more favorable genetic expression if we understand those things. So my special guest today is Dr. Decker Weiss. Love having Dr. Weiss on. He's the first naturopathic physician to complete an internship, residency, and fellowship in cardiology. He's been a pioneer in naturopathic cardiology, lectures all over the country, all over the world, travels all over the world to help people in need and conflict as far as healthcare and bringing different models of healthcare to these places. It's really great to have you on, Dr. Weiss.
Oh, thanks again.
Yeah. So, in the last segment, we kind of left off with talking about like how certain drugs may affect. Like, let's start talking about different things that we know through research can significantly impact our genetic expression unfavorably and favorably.
So let's take an example of a 50-year-old guy who twists his knee in a pickup basketball game. And the gentleman's driving down the road, and he has a Walgreens to the left and a health food store to the right, a Village Green or whatever it is to the right. If he goes to the left and he picks up Tylenol, maybe he even calls his doctor. His doctor says, go pick up some Tylenol, take it 3-4 times a day. What do we learn about Tylenol? Tylenol doubles the risk of a cardiovascular event for people that have any kind of heart background, but also people who don't have any heart disease background also have a significant increase in heart attack and stroke from the Tylenol. We don't really know why. In the past, we didn't really know why, but we also know that if he takes a Tylenol, let's say he takes it for 3 weeks and stops, that he can even develop dementia, even though he stopped it later down the road, 6 months, a year, directly related to that medication. That's an interesting choice. So now he takes a right, goes to the health food store, picks up some curcumin. You know, he picks up one of these better absorbing curcumin products. Curcumin is very popular now. It can give a lot of pain relief, but we like the way it gives pain relief. It works with the immune system. It doesn't work against the immune system. And it seems to, you know, these cell lines that tend to develop these DNA additions and deletions that cause cancer, curcumin seems to help suppress and manage that versus acetaminophen, Tylenols, and things like that, we're really not sure of because we're seeing all these serious illnesses being caused of it. But we do know curcumin works with the immune system. So now the man takes a right or a left. This is a lifetime decision. Mm-hmm. Whether he goes left into the Walgreens or right into Village Green Apothecary, this could kill him. Or worse, take his brain away while his body's alive. You know, dementias and things. And this has to do, again, with DNA expression. When we start looking at the way DNA behaves in response to pharmaceuticals, it is not good. Okay, the data is not extremely public. I've seen a lot of this data. It is not good. Why do antibiotics, for example, cause cancer? I mean, you take them and a few years later you get cancer, and we know that antibiotics did it. Now we know that bacteria in the gut and all that stuff, you're wiping it out. There's a gut brain. There's a lot of physical mechanisms. But at the end, cancer is a change in our DNA. The DNA does not like the environment of the body. So it gets to be mishmashed and everything. But what I'm telling you as a consumer is the way you handle that inflammation is going to directly influence whether we tend to have problems with our DNA and that DNA rebels against us and gives us these terrible diseases, or whether your DNA calms down and does the things that you want, and including, you know, stress and all of that stuff. And so that's where we're at. And the news is not going to get better for the pharmaceutical industry. It's only going to get worse. You know, I mean, to this date, you know, the amount of information that comes out about the effect that it has on DNA is just ugly. I mean, when you really, really get to see this data, but they're investing billions of dollars now in the new research of looking at the microbiome and what it does, our body's ecology and what it does to the DNA. And they're not liking what they found. And what that means is we're going to have to go back to net two, you know, botanical-based models of medicine, you know, all those fundamentals that we talk about, we're going to have to do. Now, I want to add one last thing, Dr. Massaro. When we talk about, you know, good exercise, good water, good food, and what it does with our DNA, a lot of people will be like, well, yeah, I know I need to eat better. I need to calm my stress. But understand that it's the hardest thing. Changing our fundamental habits into an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. And that's exactly what we're talking about. Keeping our DNA nice and happy by eating dark green leafy lettuces instead of iceberg, by managing our personal and our relationships without stress and keeping them calm, good water, all of these types of things. These are the hardest things to change. Naturopathic doctors are specifically trained in teaching people how to change their lifestyle. Conventional medicine has ignored it. They have passed you on to registered dietitians. They have passed you on to other people. We'll go see this person or whatever. This was a mistake. When nutrition and lifestyle left the physician's office and was handed down and given less importance, that's one of the reasons we got so sick. So please understand that when I'm talking about this, I take lifestyle change very, very seriously. That's what I do for a living. When I have people pulling sugars out of their diets and all of a sudden they think better, like, why do I think so much better? Mm-hmm. Well, the biome's there, your DNA is behaving better and all that. But it is very hard to change it. And you need to see people that give you choices and ways to do this. It's very hard to change your lifestyle. That's why most medical doctors don't do it.
I know. It's so true.
It's the hardest conversation.
I know. And I mean, I'll tell you, it's such a great point because it is. I mean, it's these lifestyle factors that basically the research shows are the most influential in helping to change genetic or our genomics, the expression of our DNA, eating healthier food, more fruits and vegetables, less sugar, better stress management, more exercise, better sleep. I mean, and everybody talks about them, but it's so hard. And I'll tell you, I mean, as a naturopathic doctor, I'm sure you practice in a similar way, or I'm not quite sure, but like with every new patient, I spend 90 minutes. With every follow-up, I spend at least 30 minutes. It seems like an eternity for people that are used to only having 2 to 3 minutes with their regular doctor, maybe 5 or 6 minutes. And the reality is that even in the context of these extended office visits that I have with patients, I still don't have the time to be able to really coach people through major lifestyle changes. Because you can say eat less sugar, but if you don't give people realistic, reliable tools, motivation, support to do it, it rarely happens. So we've had to implement in my office, we have developed these intensive coaching programs where people that are looking to make dramatic improvements to their health literally have hour meetings every week for anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 weeks with me and, you know, not every week with me, but I have nutritionists and I have trained people that can coach people and give them the support that you need. And it is the most amazing thing since we've implemented that. I have never seen people create such dramatic transformations. I've seen people with chronic health conditions that they've had for 10 or 15 years be completely resolved of those issues after 4 weeks with making aggressive, very well-structured, doctor managed and overseen changes to their lifestyle, diet, nutrition with the right supplements, the right nutrients, and the right sleep pattern and all of those things. And it is phenomenally unbelievable. And I know that in those people, we're not just alleviating their symptoms, which they're thrilled about, you know, but we're also hitting on this issue of we are shifting their genetic expression to a more favorable place. And I can tell them confidently that based on research, we are reducing their risk. Even if they came in because they wanted to lose weight, or they came in because their blood sugar levels were higher, their cholesterol was higher, they had arthritis, and that was their main parameter. After they go through these intensive changes, I can tell them that you have lowered your risk factors for cancer, diabetes, heart disease, dementia. Doesn't mean you won't get it, but we know based on research that you have significantly lowered your risk factors for it.
You know, it's when you look at cardiology, my trade, there's two classes of medicines that we are pretty sure cause cancer. You know, we know with statins that either they cause cancer or because you have lower cholesterol, there's an inverse relationship between cholesterol and cancer. The lower your cholesterol, the higher the likelihood you get cancer. There always has been. And that's all accepted. Or the statin molecule itself actually causes cancer, which we're not really sure of. Angiotensin receptor blockers such as Diovan or Irbesartan called Avapro or Candesartan or Atacan. These medicines have long been suspected of it. The trials that said that they don't cause cancer were met with a fury from the investigators saying no, that they do. You know, now I look at my practice I've been practicing almost 20 years as a cardiologist. I've never had a patient get cancer. Why is that? I'm not an oncologist. I'm not a preventative oncologist. I've never had a patient get cancer. I've never had one heart patient get cancer. Now, why is that? I'm not that good of a doctor. I don't plan that because the fundamentals are the same. I put them in anti-inflammatory lifestyles. I go head to toe, probably similar to what you do. I look for all the inflammation in their body and use natural models to reverse it. And I warn them, no Tylenol, no Advil. You might be take one if you're really stuck. You got to keep your Arnica creams. You got to keep your full-spectrum curcumins in the house. So when you're hurt, you don't only have Tylenol. You also have natural options. You do that. But, Kevin, I'm not that good a doctor. What is going on in my practice that I had 20 years have never had a call? You know, their heart's been great, but they developed cancer. And I live in Arizona, not even a basal cell or a small skin tag that looked bad. Nothing. A cancerous polyp, zero. Because I'm working, their DNA is behaving because it doesn't have to misbehave. That's the only thing I can think of. But this genomic stuff, it is going to support what we do in natural medicine to a degree and validate what we do in a way that we've never seen before. And it's really mm-hmm. fun.
No, it's really, it is really. It's an exciting time.
What
and
what
that
you
is.
What I know, listeners, is what Dr. Becerra does is hard. Not only is he a practicing naturopathic physician, but he's also on the radio talking about these things that most medical doctors would absolutely ignore or not understand. But every day when we talk, we get more research about genomics, when we get more research about inflammation, it validates what this man has been doing with his career.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be in our profession because over the last 13 years, I've seen things that naturopaths have done instinctively or have been talking about that was really just based on clinical observation, you know, and clinical observation, unfortunately, in medicine doesn't really get a whole lot of weight, but there hasn't been the big money behind, you know, the pharmaceuticals to investigate lifestyle and more natural therapies. But as we're starting to investigate it and look at it, we're seeing that all of these clinical observations that NDs have been, naturopaths have been basing their practice on for many, many years are all getting validated by research. And genomics is certainly one that will continue to validate the importance of lifestyle and degrade the value of only using pharmaceutical therapies to just mask symptoms. When we come back from the break, Dr. Weiss, sorry, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll pick up this conversation. I know you have a great thought. Keep it in your head. Don't go anywhere. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living with Dr. Kevin Becerra on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Natural is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm here every other Sunday. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be here on the other Sundays. We've been co-hosting the show together now for almost 7 or 8 years. Love doing the show. In the last segment, or this whole show, we've been talking about the exciting aspect of genomics and how it relates specifically to inflammation, which, as we know, is one of the root causes of most chronic disease that people experience. We've got on the phone with us today as our special guest, Dr. Decker Weiss, who is the first naturopathic physician to complete an internship, residency, and fellowship in cardiology. He's had a very well-established and esteemed career and now travels all over the country to lecture, as well as still seeing patients in Arizona, cardiology, practicing as a cardiologist. So, Dr. Weiss, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. It's been very insightful to have your input.
I'm having a ball.
Good. So, all right, let's talk. We've been using this word inflammation, and I think it's a fair question for people to ask. You know, well, we all kind of know what inflammation is, and we've heard the term, but it is a little bit mysterious. You know, I mean, people kind of don't know exactly what to make of it. Where does it come from? Why does our body has inflammation? I heard some inflammation is good, but then too much inflammation is bad. And, you know, it's like really confusing. So maybe you can start by helping people explain, like, how and why does the body generate inflammation? And then mm-hmm. we can talk about the key factors from a lifestyle, supplement, nutrient perspective that are congruent with an anti-inflammatory state in the body.
Well, inflammation is needed. If we didn't have some form of inflammatory immune reaction in our body, we would never be able to survive. Because that's how we repair ourselves. And even if you have the most gentle, kind day where all you did was go to a spa, which I've never done. We really need to start doing some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You're still going to wear and tear some body parts, and you're going to need to rebuild them. So we need some inflammation. Now, when we say the word inflammation, what I always explain to my patients is you can interchange that term with the immune system. So if for some reason, let's say somebody twists their knee and you see it start to swell, okay, the twisting then generates the inflammatory system, that inflammatory system. But the inflammatory system is just really wear and tear on tissues. The immune system is the muscle. It does the work of inflammation. So inflammation kind of throws a flag up and says, okay, we're inflamed, and the immune system does. So for listeners, whenever you hear inflammation, the immune system is also up. Now, it's also tough because a swollen knee is easy for us to understand. But what if you don't have any parts that are swollen and you go to a guy like me and I say, well, you're inflamed. Mm-hmm. We don't understand that because the inflammation is internal. You don't see it, but we can measure it and it's overacting and it leads to these, you know, silent inflammatory things such as heart disease and, you know, dementia and all of that stuff. Now, one of the things that I explain to patients is everybody who had cancer, is diagnosed with cancer or heart disease, had warnings. What we have not done well is we have not taught you the warnings. We have said, for example, an absolutely ridiculous thing that a warning sign for heart disease is chest pain. No, that's a warning sign you're having a heart attack. You've mm-hmm. had heart disease for years, mm-hmm. but this is a heart attack. This is different. And so our warnings are all of these what we call loud inflammation things, achy joints, poor gut function, gas and bloating, depression, insomnia, fatigue. Those are all inflammatory and reversible conditions, listeners. Yes, depression is an inflammatory disease that is measurable and reversible, along with insomnia and fatigue. But these are all of our warning signs. In fact, for women, the leading predictor that she's going to have a heart attack is a poor night's sleep for a few nights before the event occurs. How do you like that? Because these are inflamed states. And that leads us into what we try and teach our patients and live in our own lives. anti-inflammatory lifestyles, where we're literally paying attention to what's my individual needs. I've got some joint stuff left over from high school lacrosse or football. I've got some neck pain. I don't know why I sleep funny, and I tend to get gas and bloating. Okay, that's your individual inflammation. But if you use pharmaceuticals to try and solve those, you live on Tylenol and Tums, you're not going to get very far because that's where those genes kick in and they start misbehaving. Use digestive enzymes and hydrochloric acid. Use some, you know, 5-Lotsin and Ultra Collagen 2 and Solgar 7s and, you know, full spectrum curcumin to manage your pain. Now you're coaxing those genes to behave better. And we actually have research to show that. For example, curcumin has over 6,000 peer-reviewed studies. This concept that we don't have research is the most ludicrous thing in the world. Mm-hmm. It is the most ridiculous thing in the world. But we're looking at calming this inflammation. We need to understand that when we keep exposing ourselves to inflammatory things, a bad boss at work, every day when you walk in, you go, oh, here I go, and or poor relationships, or you're living on junk food. The body doesn't look at junk food and a bad boss any differently. They're all inflammatory. Let me put it another way, Kevin. Let's say you're sitting, there's two people in the room, and I punch one in the face, and the other one I say, I don't like your hair, and I insult them. The one that's punched in the face, you're going to see red and swelling. The one that I didn't, you're not going to see anything. But if the person who didn't like getting insulted feels bad and hurt, their immune system is going to do the same thing as the person you punched. So understanding that when we're talking about an anti-inflammatory lifestyle, it has everything to do with these relationships. And our genes, as we're staying in these toxic situations, we not only now have a bad boss, but we're eating poor food and we're doing all that stuff. Then the genes that start to push inflammatory pathways start to fire up more and more and more, till eventually those genes will literally change and you get cancer. That's what we're talking about. So hopefully I was able to cover a lot of that. Is that what you were looking for, Dr. Becerra?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great overview and understanding of some of the different concepts around where inflammation comes from. I think understanding that it comes from our immune system is something that's important for people to know. And I think understanding, you know, the different factors that impact our immune system, and we know that there are many. As you talked about, acute injury certainly activates our immune system. Infection certainly activates our immune system. Usually infection is self-limited, meaning you get sick and then you recover, and that's a temporary activation of your immune system. The bigger problems that contribute to an inflammatory lifestyle are the things that, you know, continue to drive an immune reaction or an inflammatory state based on daily behavior. So we know that stress is a big one for that. You know, we know that unchecked stress will suppress our immune system and create shifts and alterations in our immune system that will produce more immune chemicals that fire up inflammation and have negative impact on our genetic expression. One thing that people don't talk about, I mean, you sort of breezed over it a little bit because you covered a lot of things, but digestive health is so key for modulating inflammation, because 80% of our immune system is located within the tissue inside of our gut. And so dietary habits and chronic GI problems can create a hotbed of chronic inflammation, because you're driving a inflammatory state in the area of the body where most of the immune system lives. And people just feel we've done such a good job in medicine of compartmentalizing these different aspects of our body. It doesn't make any sense. So people can't fathom the idea that if they eat something that causes a lot of bloating, or they're eating something that's causing some digestive distress, they have no concept of how that could also be impacting their joints, because, hey, no, that's hurting my stomach, that couldn't have an effect on my joints, or how it's affecting their mood or their focus or their concentration or their skin condition or their heart problem or their risk for cancer. You know, if you eat something that's creating an immunological response in your body, those immune chemicals that are released to deal with that allergen or that substance that your immune system is reacting to, they don't just stay right in your gut. They're in your bloodstream. And guess what? It takes probably less than a second for blood to get from your gut to your brain, or from your gut to a distal joint. And those chemicals are floating around in your bloodstream, traveling around, creating reactions wherever your body decides to manifest them. So,
and, don't forget our food. A lot of our food is full of pharmaceuticals.
Right.
So, you know, ice cream used to be milk and sugar and cream or whatever and a little salt and some natural flavor. When you've got 18 chemicals in there, understand that the immune system has to figure out each one of those. Mm-hmm. Your liver has to figure out each one of those. These are things that are not natural. So it's not things that we were built to process. And that's going to create, you know, the body's going to try and adapt.
Yep.
The body's always trying to adapt to its environment.
Yep.
And in our food, it's funny because you're watching everybody fight about the healthcare plans and all that stuff. I've sat on presidential healthcare committees. I'm always raising my hand, go, why don't we base our system on fewer sick people?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all looking at me like I've got three faces.
Right.
I'm like, look, until you tie our water, food, earth, air, all of this stuff together, don't expect if you bring back coal-burning plants for that to be a healthy community.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
going to be a very expensive. You
well,
get
yeah,
asthma, the black lung disease, you get all of it.
Yeah.
So
it's not healthcare, it's disease care. You know, it's a disease
right.
care system. You only engage when you're sick. There's nothing about health related to it. And I mean, you know, the food, the chemicals in our food, the pesticides on our food, the food choices, we're learning so much about how the environment or the ecology of the bacteria in our gut, they are one of the primary things that train and regulate our immune system. And now we're getting very clear research. We know that junk food promotes bad bacteria in the gut. We know that high levels of the most commonly used pesticide, glyphosate, can negatively impact bacterial cultures in the gut. We know that, you know, too much meat, too much sugar, too much processed food, junk food, too much refined carbohydrates, not enough fiber. I mean, these are all things that we know create very negative shifts in the ecology of the gut bacteria. And we're learning that those gut bacteria are one of the most important interfaces of helping our immune system stay regulated and balanced. So, I mean,
hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Just to connect it, gut bacteria, immune system, DNA.
Yeah.
It's all a thread, listeners. It is. And you want an example? Look at our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Autism skyrocketing. And they're saying, well, it's genetic. Yeah, but parents started eating bad food.
Right.
The kids ate bad food. Those genes lit up. And then as soon as they were exposed to immune challenges, whether it be mercury or vaccines or a cold and flu or whatever, they go into that state, that chronic inflammatory autism state where they can't break it.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
And our kids are the lab rats in this.
Yeah, well.
You know, the kids are the canary in the coal mine, and it's not looking good.
Yeah, well, lifestyle, food supply, environmental toxicity, environmental chemicals. I mean, they've all been just multiplying and multiplying since the Industrial Revolution, you know, and we're seeing manifestation of it, and kids are definitely more prone to develop these things. And you know, you see the population of our developed nation and most developed nations around the world. You see the health of the population declining, and you know, that is the trend as which we are on, and that is definitely evidence when you study childhood illness and rates of really serious conditions like autism and other spectrum disorders and childhood obesity and, you know, all of these different things that we're seeing in kids, because they're going to have these conditions and manifestations of these conditions for their entire life. So when we come back from the break, let's finish up our conversation, Dr. Weiss. We're going to have some time to discuss and summarize other important lifestyle considerations to help support an anti-inflammatory lifestyle. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today. Available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Multivitamins. That's right, certified organic. Made with the highest quality standards. Uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. Non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you for tuning in. We've been having, I think, a really great discussion with Dr. Decker Weiss about inflammation and about genomics and really tying together a lot of really, really great concepts that I hope you're listening to and taking to heart and considering as you're making choices about your health and your lifestyle and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. In this last segment, Dr. Weiss had a great idea where maybe we could review a case and talk about how he might approach it in his clinic using more naturopathic and holistic ways of supporting the body to create an anti-inflammatory state to support health rather than just turning to medications. And we'll use a cardiology case because I think it is very interesting. We could maybe talk about, let's talk about sort of a case that I see often. Somebody comes into my office. They have high cholesterol. They're maybe a little bit overweight. They have a family history of some heart disease. It's maybe not a super strong family history. Maybe their mom or their father had some heart disease maybe in their 70s or 80s that required a stent or bypass or something like that. They seem otherwise healthy. They were in their doctor's office for a checkup. The doctor noticed that their cholesterol level was a little high, let's say around 235. And they're recommending that they take a statin medication to lower their cholesterol to prevent heart disease that may occur. The person also, as a typical, let's say, middle-aged person, maybe has some digestive issues. They maybe have some reflux or some gas and bloating related to eating. And then they have some joint pain issues that they have. That maybe a bad back or a bad knee or a bad shoulder, something related to some chronic pain. And really their concern is, well, geez, doc, I've been reading a lot about statins and I'm not quite sure if I should take it or not take it. My doctor's really pushing me to. I don't want to have heart disease, but I've read that they're not all that great at preventing heart disease. And I've read they have these side effects and I don't want to take it. And they come into your office and say, Dr. Weiss, you're a cardiologist with a different spin on things. What do you say I do?
So the first thing I explained to him is that his elevated cholesterol is a good thing. When you genetically have high cholesterol, it's a good thing. Now, if his cholesterol is high because he wakes up and drinks, you know, malt liquor for breakfast with Cheerios, that's a bad thing, okay, because it's elevated because the body has an assault on the system and the cholesterol goes high to help repair the assault. But either way, there's two strategies in cholesterol. You know, bomb the body and lower it all, and you hope you lower the stuff that's causing the problem, or just lower the stuff that's causing the problem. In cholesterol, there's only one fragment, when you look at all those pieces, that causes disease, and that's the oxidized cholesterol. LDL is good for you. You can't live without LDL cholesterol, and the higher you have it, the lower the risk of dementia, the lower the risk of cancer. So I will not use statins in my career because I would increase the risk of cancer. Like I mentioned before, I've never had a patient develop cancer under my watch. And so I explained to them that I want to run the oxidized LDL and only lower that and keep the other stuff nice and high. The second thing I would do is I would look for inflammation. I would go through their diet. I'd go head to toe. Do you have headaches? Do you have shoulder pain? Do you have joint pain, gas and bloating, irritable bowel, Crohn's, knee pain, old injuries? Or, you know, are you overweight? Do you have low testosterone? Do you have poor adrenal function, which means you can't manage your inflammation there? And most of the time in my labs, I'll run oxidized LDL and I'll run more sophisticated inflammatory markers such as brain neurotransmitters, which I like to use to look at inflammation, serotonin levels, norepinephrine levels, glutamate, things like that. So I do a much more in-depth analysis looking for the inflammation, but I also listen to the patient's symptoms. So let's say this guy has some gas and bloating, which is very, very typical, maybe a little reflux, and some chronic joint pain, and he's, you know, tries to eat healthy but doesn't really understand what eating healthy is. So I would put him on a probiotic. I like the Plantarum species. In the stores, it's under a name called Probi, but it's available in a lot of places. The Plantarum species, when that's deficient, it specifically puts you at risk for heart disease. So I really like using that Lactobacillus Plantarum species, the Probi. I'll put them on that. Then I will put them on a variety of different antioxidants, trying to bring down that oxidized LDL. And then I'm going to go after all the inflammation. So this is where it becomes very unique. If they have a lot of joint pain, I'll use like a full spectrum curcumin or a Solgar 7 or, you know, a good joint formula, and have them, you know, go to a physical therapist and learn how to stretch and do exercise. So I will individualize that after that. If they have, you know, migraine headaches or low testosterone or poor that, you know, there's some things you have to do with most heart patients, but then you want to start to personalize or individualize it for their particular needs, sure, which is where the key is. And the other thing that I would explain to them is heart disease is really not genetic. It's about 2-3% genetic. Cholesterol is run very genetically, but the people with the higher cholesterols used to live longer. Mm-hmm. But when these people with high cholesterol started eating a lot of white sugar and exposed to environmental toxins, some people with more cholesterol had the ability to oxidize it more. Because, Kevin, I haven't liked either of the stories. You know, lower all cholesterol, statins, it's all bad, or cholesterol myth, the cholesterol conspiracy. It's just simply not true. Cholesterol can be very, very dangerous. Please don't read these books to say cholesterol conspiracy and cholesterol myth. This isn't true. Cholesterol can be very, very dangerous, but you need to run the oxidized LDL and see what that is. I also look for other factors that are related directly to genetics, like homocysteine. Mm-hmm. Homocysteine, this is one of these genetic things. When I was 48, my homocysteine was 7. When I was 49, it was 17. My father's first heart attack was at 52 years old. So what happened? My genetics changed, and I stopped a process called methylation. I wasn't doing it efficiently anymore. And that homocysteine came up, and that's a bigger risk factor than diabetes. Mm-hmm. So I also will look for emotional things like depression, insomnia, fatigue, explain to them that those are also inflammatory things. They belong just in the same place as joint pain and stuff like that. That'd be a typical first visit with my patient.
Yeah, well, that's a great overview and a great way of sort of underlining how it's so different than a typical approach of your cholesterol is high, take this drug that's going to lower your cholesterol and maybe cause a lot of other symptoms. And the data doesn't necessarily suggest that it is all that cardio preventive anyway, but that's about all you can achieve in a 3-4 minute visit. And unfortunately, that tends to be the standard of care. So people, the message should be look for different options, talk to different doctors, explore what makes sense, which is to look at your body as a whole and implement therapies that support your system, the pathways in your system for optimal health, rather than just going for the quick fix. It really does lead to a better state. So Dr. Weiss, we are out of time. Thank you again so much, as always, for taking the time with us this morning. And I am Dr. Kevin Passero, wishing you all the best of health until next time. Thank you for tuning in.
Did you know at Village Green, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.